I have great admiration for the people who are involved in this, the petitioners. When they looked at this, they weren't just trying to make sure that this didn't happen to them, but they wanted to make sure that this would never happen again in Ireland and that it wouldn't affect people in the future. So the report recommends that there be a public inquiry and that there be a clearer picture when it comes to identifying and holding accountable those that are responsible. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's down to the Irish government to do this, whether it's the current government or whether it's the next government, which may include Sinn Féin and other parties. From now on, though, one thing is clear. The state can claim that it's doing absolutely everything that's possible, because now it's clear that it isn't. And now we have a higher body saying that. We have a body that introduced the market surveillance regulations in the first place, saying that Ireland needs to do more. And obviously, you can bring a horse to water and you can't force it to drink. But at the moment, we have the Irish government, which is a horse, looking into that barrel, looking at its reflection. And the reflection tells them they have failed people miserably.